Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nazir, daf Mem Ches. We left off Mem Zayin Amud Beis at Ad Khan, which is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines up from the bottom of the Amud. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. Also, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha LaHashalom, and we thank Dr. Landerer very much for his continued sponsorship of the shiur. So today we're going to focus primarily on a single topic. So we started yesterday the discussion of if you have a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol, both of whom are not allowed to be Metame L'Meis, walking on a road, and they happen across a Meis Mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah is somebody who died, Rachmana Litzlan. There's nobody else to bury him, so that's considered to be a Meis Mitzvah. So what we had seen was a debate in the Gemara, whether the Nazir should be Metame to the Meis Mitzvah and bury the Meis Mitzvah, or whether the Kohen Gadol should be Metame to the Meis Mitzvah. And we saw the Machlokas as to why the Nazir might be the one to be Metame, why the Kohen Gadol might be the one to be Metame. Then we saw in the Gemara a whole bunch of different questions. Two people who both have Kedusha, who are walking on the road, who come across the Meis Mitzvah, which one of them should be Metame? Meshuach Mochaman and we had a Meshuach Mochama and a Skan Kohen Gadol, Meshuach Sha'avar, Avar Machmas Kirio, Avar Machmas Mumo. So what we concluded with yesterday was the discussion of the Meshuach Mochama, which was the Kohen who would lead the Klal Yisrael out in a Mochama, and the Skan Kohen Gadol, who should be Mitame. So we said it's the Meshuach Mochama because the Skan is Roi for the Avoda, and therefore we want to preserve the Tahara of the Skan. The assumption behind the entire discussion that we had yesterday was that, forget about if both of them are there, the assumption was that both of, or either of, a Nazir and the Kohen Gadol are permitted to become Tamei to a Meis Mitzvah. So the question that the Gemara is going to deal with primarily today is, how do we know that? If there is a prohibition of both a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol to be Metame, even to Krovim, why is it that we assume that either of them could be Metame to a Meis Mitzvah? The whole discussion of which one should be Metame assumes that they could both do it, but we're going to try to have the one with the lower level of Kedusha be Metame. But really the question is, how do we know that any of them is able to be Metame? And then we're going to have a conversation, and we're going to darshan a whole bunch of psukim, both by Nazir and Kohen Gadol, to teach us that halacha, teach us other halachas in connection with exclusions to the Isser of Tumah for both a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol. We're going to talk about what happens if you have a person who's both a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol. Is that person allowed to be Metame L'Meis Mitzvah? So even if you want to tell me that a Nazir or a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be Metame to a Meis Mitzvah, what happens if we have somebody who has both forms of Kedusha? We're going to ask how that's possible. But it's all about the drasha and the psukim to teach me that a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol are allowed to be Metame to a Meis Mitzvah. So again, 10 lines up from the bottom of the Amud, Mem Zayin Amud Beis Ad Khan. It's the third word on the line. So says the Gemara as follows: Ad Khan lo pligi ela b'Kohen Gadol v'Nazir ki kazli badli adadi. So far, we've been discussing which one of the Nazir or the Kohen Gadol should be Metame to the Meis Mitzvah if they're walking together. However, the implied assumption behind this whole question is that either of them alone is able to become Tamei to a Meis Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do we even know this? How do we know that any of them are able to become Tamei to a Meis Mitzvah? The Tana Rabbana, because we learn as follows: Al kol nafshos meis lo yavo. The pasuk says al kol nafshos meis lo yavo, and the conclusion is lo aviv uli imo lo yitama. He's not allowed to become tamei to anybody, and he's not allowed to become tamei to his mother or his father. So says the Gemara, b'ma kasa medaber. So what are we talking about when it says al kol nafshos meis lo yavo? This is the pasuk is talking about the Kohen Gadol. So what type of, who are we talking about? Akol nafshos meis lo yavo, b'ma kasa medaber. Ibrachokim, if it's talking about people who are unrelated to the Kohen Gadol, so kal v'chomer, so you don't need a pasuk to tell me that the Kohen Gadol is not able to become tamei even to rechokim, even to non-relatives. Uma kohen hedyo chumetame lekrovim ain't a metame lerechokim. Kohen Gadol she'ain't a metame lekrovim ain't a din she'ain't a metame lerechokim. The Kohen Gadol, before he becomes a Kohen Gadol, is a kohen hedyo. A Kohen Hedyot is allowed to be Metame to his seven Krovim, but is not allowed to be Metame to Rechokim. He's not allowed to be Metame to non-relatives. So you're going to tell me that the Al Kol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo, regarding the Kohen Gadol cannot be talking about Rechokim, cannot be talking about non-relatives, because even before he was the Kohen Gadol, he was not able to become Tamei to non-relatives. It obviously has to be talking about a type, a category of person who he was going to be able to become Tamei to while he was the Kohen Hedyot, but is no longer able to become Tamei to once he's the Kohen Gadol. That obviously refers to Krovim. That obviously refers to relatives. So says the Gemara Vayter as follows. Ela b'krovim akosam edaber. Therefore, obviously, the al kol nafshos meis lo yavo has to be talking about relatives. So in that case, if the question is that the Gemara is going to assume for the purpose of this conversation that once the pasuk says al kol nafshos meis lo yavo, that the kohen gadol is not able to become tamei to anybody, and that includes relatives. A mother and a father are relatives of the Kohen Gadol. So you already told me, Torah, that the Kohen Gadol is not able to become Tamei to relatives. Why does it have to say specifically that he's not able to become Tamei to his father or his mother? So says the Gemara, Ula avivu deinu metamei ametamei hu lemeis mitzvah. Ah, so that's the diak. So yes, the pasuk says, al kol nafshos meis lo yavo, that he's not able to become Tamei to anybody. The anybody is a relative. It can't be a non-relative, because even a Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to become Tamei to a non-relative. So the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to become Tamei to anybody. That means a relative. La'aviv lu'imo, it's giving me an example to teach me, yeah, it's these relatives that you're not allowed to become Tamei to, but you're allowed to become Tamei to a Meis Mitzvah. That's what we learn from the word la'aviv. So says the Gemara, now flipping to Mem Chesamet Aleph, what do we learn from the word uli'imo? Uli'imo l'gzeira shava. We need the word imo to teach me gzeira shava. What's the gzeira shava? L'cha the Rebbe, like the gzeira shava of Rebbe. D'tanya, Rebbe Omer, that Rebbe says, gabi nazir, it says by nazir, b'mosa meina metame, aval metame hu l'negam ulizivasam. That a nazir is not able to become tamei meis, but a nazir is able to become tamei to a negat saras or to ziva. That the only type of tumah which is included in the isser of nazir is the isser of a tamei meis, but not the isser of tumah ziva or tumas mitzora. And so, bapashtas, really, the nazir, when we say that he's able to become tamei to tumas meis and tumas ziva, it doesn't mean he's only able to become tamei, tumas meis, and tumas ziva of a relative. The point of the diak and the pasuk, the point of the drasha and the pasuk, is that the only type of tumah that's usher for a nazir is tumas meis. In other words, tumas ziva and tumas mitzora, tumas negam, it's not included in the isser tumah that a nazir has. So it's not only that by a relative that the nazir is able to become tamei to ziva or to negam, it's to anybody. Now, why would I have a havamina that the nazir is not able to become tamei to negam? The psukim by nazir talk about not being metame to a mace. So why would I think that negam is like mace? Says Tosfos that Tosfos says at the end of the top Tosfos here on the page, to ikker crawl in negam itzrich. Really, the only chiddush here even is that the nazir is not allowed to be, the nazir is rather allowed to be metame to negam. Why? The salkadai de chamina de mitzora chashav kemeis ulizivosam nagav nakat agav negaim. That I might think as a havamina that just like the nazir is not allowed to become tamei meis, he's also not allowed to become tamei to tumas negaim, because we have a lima that mitzora chashav kemeis, and therefore the kamash malan. No, the pasuk was accurate. The pasuk was very particular that when is it usur for the nazir become tamei? That's only by a tumas meis. However, by a tumas mitzora, the nazir is allowed to become tamei, even though mitzora is chashav kameis. That's a lima. That's not an actual halacha in tuma. And therefore, the nazir is allowed to become tamei to a mitzora. Why do we talk about tumas ziva? Tumas ziva. There's nothing in the pasuk that says that. There's no diuk in the pasuk that says that a zav is chashav kameis. Ziva is a normal thing. It's an illness, but it's a normal thing. So Tosa says enichinami, but we mention ziva just agav negoim. But the chiddush over here is by negoim. So there's a little bit of a question that Rav Meir Rarik asked, because we're going to use this gzera shava by Kohen Gadol as well. That whatever we learn by nazir, we're going to apply to a Kohen Gadol. So it's interesting that we would have a havamina that the nazir is not allowed to be metame to a nega, to a mitzora. The problem is that if we're going to learn the Gzeira Shava by Nazir, we're also going to try to learn the Gzeira Shava by a Kohen Gadol, but we can't say that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to become Tamei to Negat Saras, because the whole procedure that's outlined in the Torah, how a Mitzora gets Tar, is that the Kohen has to go declare him Tamei, and then the Kohen has to work through the whole healing process and make sure that that the Saras is actually healing, and to declare him that he's actually Tar. So Rav Meir Arich says he finds it difficult to explain the Havamina by a Kohen Gadol. I understand by Nazir, you want to say that Mitzorah is Choshev Kameis, and therefore I have a Havamina that the Nazir is not allowed to become Tamei to a Mitzorah either. But by a Kohen Gadol, that's going to be very difficult, because the whole process of declaring somebody a Mitzorah and releasing somebody from the Tumas Mitzorah, it requires the Kohen to go to him and to facilitate that entire process. So says the Gemara, now 3 lines down, Mem Ches Amud Aleph. So that's what we learned from Imo. From Imo, we learned that it's only Tumas Meis that the Nazir is prohibited from contracting. It is not Tumas Ziva. It's not from Mitzora. From Aviv, we learned that Aviv, the Nazir is not allowed to become, the Kohen Gadol rather, is not allowed to become Tamei too. However, he is allowed to become Tamei to a Meis Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Ve'en li ela b'Nazir, and I only know this by Nazir, b'Kohen Gadol minayin. How do we know that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to become Tamei to a Meis Mitzvah? Because the whole hypothetical that we were talking about yesterday in the Gemara is what happens if a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol are walking on the road, which one of them should become Tamei to the Meis Mitzvah? Meaning that we try to minimize the contact to Tuma with one of them, with the more holy among them, but both of them are able to become Tamei at bottom. And the question is, how do we know that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to become Tamei to a Meis Mitzvah? So Amrit, so we say as follows, Lo Yomar Imo B'Kohen Gadol. It doesn't have to say Imo. It doesn't have to say La'aviv Imo Lo Yitamot by a Kohen Gadol. Shein Tam Lomar Sharei Kal V'Chomer Hu. Because it's a Kal V'Chomer that the Kohen Gadol is not able to become Tamei to his mother. What's the Kal V'Chomer? So it goes like this. Uma'im b'makom shekoin hedyot metame la'achiv me'aviv. So remember that a kohen hedyot is allowed to become tamei to his sheva krovim. He's allowed to become tamei to his 7 relatives. Ein kohen gadol metame la'aviv. The kohen hedyot is allowed to become tamei to his paternal brother, yet the kohen gadol is not able to become tamei even to the father, who is the source, obviously, of these paternal relatives. So b'makom she'in kohen hedyot metame la'achiv me'imo. However, the kohen gadol is not able to become tamei to a maternal brother, because the only relative that the only relative that the kohen hedyot is allowed to become tamei to are paternal relatives, not maternal relatives. So if the kohen gadol is not even able to become tamei himself to the source of all paternal relatives, and the kohen hedyot is allowed to become tamei to paternal relatives, so by maternal relatives, where the kohen hedyot is not allowed to become tamei to maternal relatives, of course the kohen gadol is not going to be able to become tamei to the source of those maternal relatives. Ein adin shein kohen gadol metamei li'imo. Certainly, it's a kal v'chomer rather that the kohen gadol is not able to become tamei to his mother. So this actually is not a kal v'chomer, even though the Gemara says it's a kal v'chomer, but it's not. It's a gilui milsa that mishpachas av is kari av, and mishpachas aim is not kari, is not, that mishpachas av is kari mishpacha, and mishpachas aim is not kari mishpacha. It's got to be a gilui milsa. Why? Because we have a principle by kal v'chomer that daya lova menadin lios kenidon, that you can't make the kal v'chomer more chomer than the source of the kal v'chomer. So in other words, the kal v'chomer was, oh, the kohen hedyot can't become tamei to maternal relatives, to a brother from a mother, and therefore the kohen gadol obviously can't become tamei to the mother. No. The kohen hedyot's allowed to become tamei to the mother. The whole chumrah is that, or the whole kal by the kohen hedyot is that the kohen hedyot is not allowed to become tamei to the maternal relatives. So if we were learning a kal v'chomer kohen hedyot to kohen gadol, the kal v'chomer could teach me that a kohen gadol is also not able to become tamei to maternal maternal relatives. It can't go one level more chomer and say that the Kohen Gadol is not able to become tamei to the mother. So obviously it's a gila milsa, mishpachas av nikra mishpacha, mishpachas aim is lo nikra mishpacha. So that's how I know through this gila milsa that the Kohen Gadol is not able to become tamei to his mother. So says the Gemara, imzachisa me'adin. So, but if you already know from this Zera Shav, from this Kal V'chomer, we'll call it Gili Milsa, whatever it is, if you know from this Limud that the Kohen Gadol is not able to become tummy to his mother, so ma tama lomar imo b'Kohen Gadol. So why does the Pasuk then by Kohen Gadol tell me that he's not able to become tummy to his mother? I already know because of the Gili Milsa from a Kohen Ediot. Says the Gemara, mufna lahakish v'lidun emenu gzeira shava. It's open, therefore, to make a hekish to Nazir and to learn from that same gzeira shava that we just learned. Nemar imo b'Nazir v'nemar imo b'Kohen Gadol. It says imo by Nazir and it says imo by Kohen Gadol. Ma imo amr b'Nazir b'mosa meina matami aval matami ulinagam v'liv zivasam, just like by Nazir. It says b'mosam that he's not, it says imo, and that from there we learn that he's not able to become tamei to their tumas mace, but he is able to become tamei to their tumas saras and their tumas ziva. Af imo amr b'Kohen Gadol b'mosam meina matami aval matami ulinagam v'liv zivasam. So also the imo that's written by Kohen Gadol teaches me the same halacha, that the only Isser of Tumah is an Isser of Tumas Mace. However, Tumas Saras and Tumas Nagam, Tumas Ziva, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to become Tameh too, because it is not included in the Isser of Tumah. That Isser applies only to Tumas Mace. Says the Gemara, Ashkechan Kohen Gadol. So you've taught me over here from the Diuk in the words by Kohen Gadol, it says La'aviv. Again, remember the words that the pasuk that we were darshaning in the beginning of this piece that we were learning in the Gemara, La'aviv l'ima lo yitama, that was all by Kohen Gadol. So you've taught me now that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to become Tamei to a mace mitzvah and to a mace mitzvah, but how do I know that a Nazir is able to become Tamei to a mace mitzvah? So Nazir mi nalan, so how do I know that the Nazir is able to become Tamei to a mace mitzvah? Tosfa says that this Gzeira Shava that we learned, Imo, Nazir to Kohen Gadol, that obviously can only teach me that halacha, that just like the Nazir is only prohibited from Tumas Mace, not from Tumas Ziva or Tumas Negaim, so too the Kohen Gadol is only prohibited from Tumas Mace, not from Ziva or Negaim. That obviously is only a Gzeira Shava for that specific halacha. It can't be a broad Gzeira Shava, because if it was a broad Gzeira Shava teaching me that whatever the halacha is by Nazir, the halacha is by Kohen Gadol, I wouldn't need a pasuk by Kohen Gadol. I wouldn't need a pasuk by Nazir, rather, to teach me that the Nazir is able to be metame to a meis mitzvah. So Tosfos is going to learn this gzeira shava as a one-way gzeira shava. From the word le'imo by Nazir, we know that it applies only to Tumas Meis, not to Tumas Negam and Tumas Ziva, and that's how we know the same halacha applies by Kohen Gadol, but we're not going to use that gzeira shava to teach me that everything that applies by Kohen Gadol applies back to Nazir as well. And therefore, we're searching for a separate source. How do we know that the Nazir is able to become tamei to a mace mitzvah? Says the Gemara, about halfway down on Mem Chesamid Aleph. So Nazir Minolan. How do we know that the Nazir is able to become tamei to a mace mitzvah? Titanya, because we have the following brisa. Kol yamei hiziro lahashem al nefesh mace lo yavo. All the days of his nazirus, he is not allowed to contract tumas mace. So shamei ani afilu nefesh behema b'mashma. I might think it says nefesh mace. Maybe nefesh mace means the carcass of any living being. Maybe it's not only a person. Maybe it's also an animal. Says the Gemara, no, he's allowed to touch a carcass of a dead animal. Kenyan shenemar maka nefesh behema. Just like, in other words, this is a raya that behema is called nefesh. So maybe when the nazir is prohibited from becoming tamei to nefesh mace, it includes even an animal. Tamalomar al nefesh mace lo yavo. It uses this weird lashon. It doesn't say that he can't contract tuma. It doesn't say that he can't touch. It says lo yavo. He can't come upon. So what does it mean he can't come upon? Benefesh adam akasam edaber. This is talking only about a nefesh adam. And Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Eina Tzarech, Arei Omer, Lo Yavo, B'Nafshos HaMetamos, B'Biya HaKosam Medaber. The reason that the Pasuk says Rabbi Yishmael, on Nafshos Meis, Lo Yavo means you come in. What does it mean you come in? It means that if you have a dead body in a room, then the whole room is full because of Tumas Oel, and therefore the guy is going to be prohibited from walking into the room. So by Nazir, when we say Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo, the only type of Nefesh Meis that the Nazir is prohibited from coming into contact with is the type of Meis that would create this Tumas Oel, that we create an Isser for him to actually enter a room where the body is, and that Tumas Oel applies only to a person. It doesn't apply to an animal. The Achronim ask that that this is not an exact limud. Maybe this limud could teach me that the Isser of Tumah by Nazir applies only to a dead human, but not to a dead animal. It doesn't mean that the only type of Tumah that the Nazir is prohibited from coming into contact with is the type of Tumah that will itself create Tumas Oel, because we see that a Nazir is not able to touch an Etzem Kisaora, a bone the size of a barley corn, even though the bone the size of the barley corn itself isn't Metame B'Tumas Oel. In order to become Tame Tumas Oel, you need Rov Minyan, Rov Binyan, Shed Rov Gagolas. You need a more significant part, a more substantial part of the skeletal system. But what it means is that the Nazir is not able to come into contact with the Etzem Kisaora of the type of mace that would ever become Tame Tumas Oel. And that type of mace that would create a Tumas Oel is only a dead human being. So it says by Nazir that the Nazir is not able to come into contact with a dead human being. La'aviv le'imo ain metame. By Nazir it says la'aviv le'imo that he's not able to become tame to aval metame ulemeis mitzvah, but he's able to become tame to a meis mitzvah. So atchala yomar yesh li bedin, says the Gemara, had I not had the pasuk of aviv le'imo to teach me an exclusion that it's only to his mother and his father that he's not able to become tame to, but he is able to become tame to a meis mitzvah, I would have brought a kal v'chomer. Uma koin gadol shekdushas or kedushas olam etame lemeis mitzvah. Madach a koin gadol whose kedusha is eternal, it's forever. Once he's appointed to a koin gadol, to the position of koin gadol, he has that kedusha for the rest of his life. Yet the koin gadol is allowed to become tame to a meis mitzvah. Nazir she'in kedushas or kedushas olam in a din shemitame lemeis mitzvah. So by a nazir, where his kedusha is not everlasting because his period of naziras lasts only as long as his period of naziras is. Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom, and therefore the Kedusha of the Nazir is fleeting, while the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol is more permanent. So if the Kohen Gadol is allowed to become Tamei to a Meis Mitzvah, certainly the Nazir is able to become Tamei to a Meis Mitzvah. So I would have used that Kal V'Chomer to teach me this Halacha, even without the Law of Le'imo in the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, lo, we already know what the Gemara is going to say because we learned yesterday's daf. Im Amrit B'Kohen Gadol Shekein Einim Evi Karban Al Tomaso Tamar B'Nazir Shem Evi Karban Al Tomaso. Nazir also has a chumrah. You're bringing me a chumrah of Kohen Gadol that his kedusha is longer lasting. Nazir also has a chumrah that if he becomes tamei, he's got to bring a karban. So the fact that the Kohen Gadol is able to be metame to a meis mitzvah doesn't necessarily teach me that the Nazir is able to be metame to a meis mitzvah, because Nazir, in the respect that he brings a karban if he becomes tamei, is more chumrah than a Kohen Gadol. So hola may be carbon altumaso lo yitame le meis mitzvah, because he brings a carbon if he becomes tame, he should not be metame to a meis mitzvah. So I would not be able to learn a kal v'chomer from Kohen Gadol, basically. Tamalomer love ivilima lo yitame aval metame le meis mitzvah. That's why by Nazir it says love ivilima lo yitame that he's not able to become tame to his mother or his father, but he's able to become tame to a meis mitzvah. Says the Gemara, O eino ela matame la'aviv le'imo avalitame l'shar mesim. Nah, maybe the diuk isn't that he's not able to become tummy to his mother and his father, but he's able to become tummy to a meis mitzvah. Maybe the diuk is that he's not able to become tummy to his mother and his father, but he's able to become tummy to other mesim. The Tosfa says, what in the world kind of havamina is this? We're saying, akol nefesh meis lo yavo, la'aviv le'imo lo yitama, and we're searching for an exclusion to this Isser Tumah. So we're going to say that the Nazir is not able to become tummy to the people who are closest to him, to his parents, yet he's allowed to become tummy to random people. That havamina makes zero sense whatsoever. So Tosfos says, nah, the reason that the Nazir is not able to become Tameh to his parents is because, the way Tosfos says it, it's a Zilusa to the Nazir, because he's called Kadosh, the Nazir is called Kadosh, and when the Nazir is becoming Tameh to his parents, he has such an intense level of grief, he's beside himself, it's like a Chilul, it's a violation of the Kedusha of Nazirus. Because here you have this person who's so Kadosh, yet he's despondent over the loss of his parents. So I might think it's only by his parents where becoming Tamei to them is going to trigger such an intense feeling of sadness, and that's going to be incompatible with his Kedusha as a Nazir. Those people he can't become Tamei to. However, Stama person, he's not going to have any emotional reaction to become Tamei, to becoming tummy to a regular person. And therefore, says Tosfos, the Havamina of the Gemara is that it's not such a zilusa to the Naziris. Maybe it's not such an affront. It's not such an undermining of the Naziris. So that's the Havamina. So maybe that's the Havamina. Not that he can become tummy to a Meis Mitzvah, but rather that he can become tummy to other people. Says the Gemara, well, Amrit Kavachomer. No, but now we have a Kavachomer. Ma coin hedyot shemitami lekroven. A kohen hedyot who's allowed to become tamei to his krovim, he's not able to become tamei to stam mesim. Nazir she'ena matamei lekrovim, and nazir who cannot be matamei to his krovim, to his relatives, in addition shelo yatamei l'shar mesim. So in other words, now the Gemara is restoring the equilibrium, which is the way that we would assume that if he can't become tamei to those who are closest to him, certainly he can't become tamei to those who are further away from him. Says the Gemara, turning to Mem Chesem at Beis, Ha'maltam alomar la'aviv li'imo. So Elamai, therefore, what does la'aviv li'imo teach us? It can't teach us that he can become tamei to other people, because obviously he can't become tamei to other people. Says the Gemara, la'aviv li'imo hu de la'matamei aval matamei ulameis mitzvah. That he's not able to become tamei to his mother and his father, but he is able to become tamei to a meis mitzvah. So ad shele yomar yesh li bedin. Without this pasuk, I would have been able to figure out through a kal v'chomer that the nazir is unable to become tamei to his father, and therefore the father is open. The word aviv is open to teach me that he could become tamei to a meis mitzvah. Why? Because nemru klalos b'koin gadol, v'nemru klalos b'nazir. It says klalos by a koin gadol. It says klalos by a nazir. What's the klal? The klal is when it says in the pasuk al kol nafshos meis lo yavo. Or by Nazir, I'll call Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo, whether it's singular or plural. The klal is, don't become Tameh to anybody. That's the klal. And then the pasuk gets into specifics. La'aviv l'imo, la'achiv l'achoso, whatever, that we're going to darshan. But the klal is, I'll call Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo. So ma klalos amuris for Kohen Gadol. Just like by the klalos that it said by the Kohen Gadol. La'aviv eina metameh, avo metameh l'meis mitzvah. We make a diuk, we make a drush on the pasuk, that he's not able to become tamei to his father, but he is able to become tamei to a meis mitzvah. Af klalos, amuros ben nazir, so too the klalos, where it says by nazir, al kol nefesh meis lo yavo, la'aviv ein metamei, avo metamei l'meis mitzvah, that he's not able to become tamei to his father, but he is able to become tamei to a meis mitzvah. So says the Gemara Viter, so, oh, klach l'derech zu, or maybe I would learn the other way. Nemru klolos b'koin hedyot, v'nemru klolos b'nazir. It also says by a koin hedyot that al kol nafshos meis lo yavo, but then it says, la'aviv l'ima l'achiv l'akoso, that the shiva krovim, he's allowed to become tamei to. V'nemru klolos b'nazir, and it also says klolos by nazir. So ma klolos amuros b'koin hedyot metamei la'aviv, Af klolos amuros benazir metame la'aviv, tamalomar la'aviv li'ima la'yitama, halameis mitzvah metama. So in other words, where we are in the Gemara so far is that the Gemara was saying, even without la'aviv li'ima by a nazir, I would have known that he cannot become tamei to his parents, because a kohen gadol cannot become tamei to his parents. And we know that there's a comparison between Nazir and a Kohen Gadol because there's klalos by both of them. So now the Gemara said, well, there's also klalos by Kohen Hedyot. You forgot about that. And by Kohen Hedyot, he is able to become tamei to his parents. And therefore, I wouldn't have known the Isser of becoming tamei to his parents simply from the klalos. And therefore, these words may not be available to use as a drasha that he is able to become tamei to a meis mitzvah. So back in the Gemara, so afklal samuris menazim tamei la'aviv tamalomar la'aviv li'imo lo yitama. That's why it says in pasuk specifically la'aviv li'imo lo yitama halameis mitzvah mitama. But he can be, but he can become tamei to a meis mitzvah. Says the Gemara, "Hami boy le lomar shein matami la'aviv." What does it mean, the aviv lima lo yitama, but he's allowed to become tami to a meis mitzvah? You just told me that the reason that I need the words la'aviv lima in the pasuk is because without the words la'aviv lima, I would have thought to compare him to a kohen hedyot who's allowed to become tami to his mother and his father. Kamash malan, that by nazar he's not able to come tami to a mother and his father. So we need the word la'aviv lima not for a drasha, but to teach me that very halacha that the nazar is not able to become tami to his mother and his father. So they're not open for a drasha. Says the Gemara, ela la'aviv lomar she'ena matami la'aviv. So in other words, says the Gemara, you're right. I can't make a drasha, la'aviv l'imo, that, but he's able to be matame to a meis mitzvah. Because la'aviv teaches me that he can't be matame to his father. Pasha pshat. La'achiv ena matame hala meis mitzvah matame. It also says la'achiv in the pasuk. It says la'aviv u'l'imo la'achiv u'l'achoso lo yitama lahem b'mosam ki nezer elakav al rosho. Says four different relatives in the pasuk by Nazir. Aviv imo achiv achoso. Aviv, says the Gemara now, the pasuk needs to teach me achiv, to teach me the very halacha that the Nazir is not able to become tamei to his father. Achiv, I don't need the pasuk to teach me that he's not able to come tamei to his brother, because you already taught me that he's not able to come tamei to his father. So therefore, it's achiv that he's not able to become tamei to, but he is able to become tamei to a meis mitzvah. So says the Gemara, uleimo l'gzeira shava l'kderebi. Why does the pasuk have to tell me leimo? I already know that he's not able to become tummy to his relatives because he told me that he's not able to become tummy to his father. So the imo teaches me gzeira shava, the gzeira shava of Rebbe that we saw in Amud Aleph, that he's not able to come tummy, meaning he's not able to come in contact with tumas meis, but he is able to contract tumas saras or tumas ziva, that it's only tumas meis that he's prohibited from, but not the other types of tuma. Uliachoso, but what do we do with the achoso? So far we have Aviv teaches me the basic halacha that he's not able to come tummy to his father. Achiv teaches me he's not able to become tummy to his brother, but he is able to become tummy to a meis mitzvah. Imo teaches me that it's only tumas meis that the nazir is prohibited from, but not tumas ziva or tumas saras. Habarachoso, what does that reference to sister teach me? It doesn't need to tell me that he's not able to come tamei to his sister. He's not able to come tamei to any relatives. Lachoso, look at the Tanya, famous lima. The Tanya, lachoso, maltamalomar, what does it say? Achoso in the pasuk, arecha lach lishchotes pisco. Vilamalos beno, if a person is on the way to shech the carbon pesach or to give a bris mila to his son, vishama, shemes lameis, and he hears that one of his relatives died, yachol, yatame, I might think that he should become tamei to the meis, deal with the kvur. Amrit lo yitama. It says lo, but so Kamash Malan, it says lo yitame. So before we get to the diuk over here, it says that if a person was going to shecht his Pesach and to give a mila to his son, which is mashma, that giving a mila to his son is ma'akev the shechitas karban pesach, meaning that were it not for the fact that he would not be able to bring the karban pesach unless he gives a bris mila to his son. So the reason for that is because when it says in pasuk that an orel called orel uben nechor layochavo by karban pesach, Arel means not only somebody who himself is an Arel, somebody who himself does not have a mila. Arel means anybody who has an Arel in his house. In other words, if he has somebody in his house who is mechuyev in bris mila, who doesn't have a bris, that prohibits him from eating the Karban Pesach. That's why in order to eat the Karban Pesach, the guy has to go give a bris mila to his son. So he's going to give a bris mila to his son, and he hears that a relative died. So I might think that he should become tamei, says lo yitama. So, loch, and therefore it says, yachol lo yitama lemeis mitzvah. I might think that similarly he should not become tamei to a meis mitzvah. Tamalomar liachoso. It says liachoso. Liachoso udin metame. That he's able he's not able to become tamei to his relative, rather in this circumstance, but he is able to become tamei to a meis mitzvah. So Lachoso teaches me that where a person is going to perform a mitzvah saseh sheyespa kares, and he's not able to become tamei to his relatives, he's still able to become tamei to a meis mitzvah. So Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva has a different drasha. Nafshos elu harachokim. It says, al kol nafshos meis lo yavo, right? Kol yimei zero la Hashem, al nefesh meis lo yavo. That's the pasuk that these nafshos really shouldn't be nafshos, it's nefesh, but the Gemara is darshaning it nafshos. So nafshos elu harachokim. Nafshos are non-relatives. Meis elu akrovim. Those are relatives. Love of imo ena matame. Aval matame hu lameis mitzvah. That a person that he's not able to become tamei to his mother and his father, but he is able to become tamei to a meis mitzvah. La'achiv she'im haya koin gadol v'hu nazir, if he's a koin gadol and a nazir, la'achiv ena matame, ava matame hu lameis mitzvah. That he's still not able to become tamei to his relative, he's not able to become tamei to his brother, but he is able to become tamei to a meis mitzvah. Uliachoso and achoso kedatanya hareisha yaholich litchoshes pischo v'lamalas beno, that if a person was going to shecht his carbon pesach to give a bris milah to his son, then he heard that somebody died, he can't deal with the debt, he can't deal with a burial, but he could deal with a burial if it's a mace, if it's a mace mitzvah, if it's a mace mitzvah. The Meiri asks over here that from the word achiv, we say that if he's a nazir and a kohen gadol, he cannot become tummy to his brother, but he can become tummy to a mace mitzvah. The Meiri asks, how is it possible that a nazir, that a kohen gadol can ever be a nazir? Because a nazir has an isser that he's not able to grow, he's not able to shave his head. He has to grow his hair for at least 30 days. The Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah that he has to give himself a haircut all the time. So the Kohen Gadol has an isser of pri and prima. The Kohen Gadol has an isser that he's not able to grow his hair. So the Nazir has to grow his hair. The Kohen Gadol can't grow his hair. So how can the Nazir and the Kohen Gadol be the same person? You can't be a Nazir if you're a Kohen Gadol. So says the Meiri, well, it could be that he took a vow of Naziris, and then he became, was appointed to the Kohen Gadol, to the position of the Kohen Gadol. So the Isser of the Kohen Gadol is you can't grow your hair for 30 days, but he's not going to grow his hair for 30 days because after his appointment of the Kohen Gadol, within 30 days, the period of Naziris is going to be over. Or the Meiri says, no, the Nazir is able to be, the Kohen Gadol rather, is able to be a Nazir. The whole reason that the Kohen Gadol has to take these regular haircuts is because he has to be very bakavadik, because he has to be l'chavad u'l'safares. And says the Meiri, it could be that there's no greater kavad or safares to the Kohen Gadol than to be a Nazir, to bring that added element of Kedusha on him. So we had this drasha of Rabbi Akiva. Back in the Gemara, we had the drasha of Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva was learning la'aviv le'ima and imatame aval matame l'meis mitzvah. But says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva gzeira shava de Rabbi minale. How does Rabbi Akiva know the gzeira shava of Rabbi? Remember that gzeira shava that he's not able to contract tumas meis, but he is able to contract tumas ziva or tumas negaim. That gzeira shava Rabbi learns from le'imo. But Rabbi Akiva says la'aviv u'le'imo teaches me that he's not able to become tamei to his mother or his father, but he is able to become tamei to a meis mitzvah. But le'imo is not open for this gzeirah shava. So Amar Loch, Chivan the Amar Mar, Im Haya Kohen Gadol v'Nazir le'achiv ena matame ava matame u'le'meis mitzvah. Because it says that if he's a Kohen Gadol, he is not able to become tamei to his brother. If he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, rather, he is not able to become tamei to his brother, but he is able to become tamei to a meis mitzvah. Mali Kohen Gadol l'chudei, mali Nazir v'Kohen Gadol. What difference does it make whether it's a Kohen Gadol alone, or whether it's a difference of a whether he's a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol? In other words, we don't need to darshan emo by Kohen Gadol to teach me that he could become tamei to a meis mitzvah, because we learn it from the word achiv by Nazir, because a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol is allowed to become tamei to a meis mitzvah. So says the Gemara, Ul Rabbi Yishmael, Kohen Gadol, Vahu Nazir, Minale. How does Rabbi Yishmael know that a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir is allowed to be Metame to a Meis Mitzvah? So he says, why it's Pashut. Given the Shari Rachmana, Chad Lav, Gabe Meis Mitzvah, Mali Chad Lav, Mali Trin Lavin. The point is that Meis Mitzvah is an exception, right? You're getting the picture that neither of these people, the Nazir or the Kohen Gadol, they're not allowed to become Tame to any relatives, but they're able to become Tame to a Meis Mitzvah. So if the Kohen Gadol, who is a holy person, is not able to become tummy to his relatives, but is able to become tummy to a meis mitzvah. And a nazir, who's a holy person, no relatives, yes, meis mitzvah. What difference does it make whether there's only one kedusha or whether there is two kedushas, one lav or two lavs? Doesn't make a difference. Says the Gemara, well, achos alamali, but in that case, why do we need the lachoso? Because from lachoso we learn that if a person is going to perform a mitzvah saseh she'es bakares, he is not able to become tamei to his relatives, but he is able to become tamei to a meis mitzvah. But if you just taught me that by a meis mitzvah, it doesn't matter, one lav, two lavs, meis mitzvah is the exception. So a lav, isra saseh she'es bakares, meis mitzvah is the exception. Why do I need a drasha here in the pasuk? Achoso lamali, salka daita chamina, kishar rachmana, la meis mitzvah, nazar v'koin, isra lavinu, aval milo, pesach t'kares, lo yit mitzvah, kamash malan. Not that even when he's going to perform this mitzvah, say sheyesh bakares, he could become tamei to a meis mitzvah. In other words, that there's a difference between quantity and quality. Just because meis mitzvah overrides quantity of lavin, that there's no distinction between one lav, two lavin, both of them are able to become tamei to a meis mitzvah, wouldn't necessarily teach me that meis mitzvah overrides the quality of the Isser, that it overrides even the Seishayesh for Kares, because Kares is so serious, Kamash Malan, it does. Even if the person is going to perform Mitzvah Seishayesh for Kares, he can become Tummy to a Meis Mitzvah. That's what we learned from Uli Achoso. My Reinu is back tomorrow. He's going to pick up from the top of Memtes, further darshaning the approach of Rabbi Akiva. Hope everybody has a wonderful day.